Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, it is beginning of the month of July, so we usually have the executive director of the Jamestown Arts Center join us, as we do today. Larry Kopp, thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here, Warren. A pleasure, as always.
Of course, we love having you on, always staying up to date with what's happening at the Arts Center, which is constantly busy, constantly has things going on. We got a few things we want to get to today, some auditions for the musical coming up, a new exhibit, Meet the Artist, but let's focus in here on the Jamestown Downtown Arts Market. We've already gone through the first
yes.
month of it,
yes.
but it has been a blast.
It has been a huge success.
It's been
fantastic. Yeah, we've had. I mean, the crowds actually exceeded my wildest expectations. So I'm very happy.
I was going to say, were they very lofty or
good? No, I was trying to be realistic. I didn't want to get too optimistic. But we've had great crowds, and everyone has been really, really happy. The vendors have been happy. The vendors actually have been selling merchandise, which is good. It's good for them. The bands have had a blast. We have the youth and adult arts, and we've had lots of kids coming through and do the free art project. So it's all around. It's been great. Everyone's loved coming out and enjoying the music. So it's been great so far.
And a quick reminder again: these arts markets go on every Thursday from 5 to 9 at the Hanson Arts Park. There's things for the adults, the kids, music, the vendors. They get switched out every week, so
yes.
something new every week.
Yeah, matter of fact, we just got a new vendor today. That's good news because I can just say completely, vendors, they don't come unless they know they're going to sell something because they're not in it for, they're in it to make money.
Of course.
So actually the word's getting out that it's a good place to be. So we've got another new vendor. So, I'm real happy. Like I said, everything's going really, really well.
Awesome. So I think we should highlight, of course, what's
yes.
going on through the month of July. And it looks like, I think this is the first week, this Thursday, a poetry slam is going on?
Yes, yes. So this is kind of your chance if you are a fledgling Shakespeare or Rambeau to have a French twist
Bust
of things.
Out the berets, I imagine, and the bongos, right? Is that kind of what we're looking for?
Exactly. So any kind of poetry, if you want to do rap,
okay.
you want to do sonnets, you want to do whatever floats your poetic boat,
awesome.
You know? Come out and get a chance to kind of do your thing before the crowd.
Okay.
So, yeah, I invite everybody to come out, I think it'll be a lot of fun. Actually, I was thinking this weekend, I should write something. Like, I might not write something. I might just recite one of my favorite poems, but yeah.
Which you can, right? The poetry.
Yeah.
You're welcoming everybody to
You're
that.
Welcome if you have a favorite poem you want to share with somebody, just come on out.
Oh,
yeah.
That is excellent.
So that's going to be there for hopefully about an hour, from like 5 to 6. And then we have, unfortunately, the group that scheduled the Blue Whalers, something came up. There was an illness in one of the members of the band, so they couldn't make it. However, we have a group called The Great Outdoors, which is coming. They're actually they're real pros. And I mean that
in the, of course.
So they've been literally all over the Northern Midwest and Montana. So they are coming, and we're really excited. They do country, they do a little bit of rock, they kind of do a little bit of everything. So there'll be a lot of fun.
Awesome, excellent. So how about for the rest of the week, the rest of the month?
Sure, so July 12th, as I like to call him, Steve Kuykendall, the Jimi Hendrix of Jamestown, with his group, Stevie K and Friends, will be there.
Excellent.
And then actually some friends of his, a group called Intrigue, are going to be opening for them. So that's, all local artists, because, we want to have the regional artists, but we want to have some of the locals as well.
For sure.
July 19th, this is probably my favorite, I have to say, at least one of my favorites.
Right, and this is the third one, right?
This is the third Thursday. So we're going to talk about the exhibit later on, but this kind of ties in with the exhibit. We're doing a celebration of our, European heritage. So what better than have two polka bands? I'm so excited because we talked about this before. I'm from Northeast Pennsylvania,
right.
And polka is huge there also. So we have Julie Lee and her White Rose Band, and we have Matt Hodick and the Dakota Dutchman.
Awesome.
So we've got a polka double bill. It's
right.
awesome.
And these guys are local, right? This is in from the state of North Dakota.
They're all both from North Dakota. Yep.
Awesome.
Yep. So and we're gonna have a Nefla soup contest. Actually, the Sons of Norway, I believe, are gonna come, and the Germans from Russia are gonna be there also, and they're gonna have food. So
then that's already a draw. You've already got me there.
Exactly. Yeah. So bring an appetite definitely on the 19th.
Awesome.
And we there was actually some dancing the week before last. And we say, come on out, and we want to see polka in the streets. That's
of
what
course.
We're looking for.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking for.
That's the whole point
yeah,
of it. And then to wrap it up for the month.
At the last month, we have our open mic night. We did our first open mic night last week, and it was funny. I was kind of wondering how it would go, because the people, I think they feel secure inside the Arts Center when we do it, because it's we get big crowds there,
you know.
So it took a while, but people finally got up the nerve to come up, and we actually had some really excellent performers. I was really happy with the quality of people that actually came up and did their thing. So yeah, it's a great chance for people to actually hear and support our local talent here in Jamestown.
Definitely. So the Arts Park hosting again the arts markets all summer long, every Thursday, 5 to 9. Full schedule at jamestownarts.com.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Perfect. Again, Larry Kopp with the Jamestown Arts Center joining us. He is the executive director there. Let's talk a little bit about the auditions for the musical. You guys teamed up with the Two Rivers Performing Arts School.
We did that last year and it was a big success. We're doing it again. The musical they're doing is called The Secret Garden.
I've heard of that one.
Yes.
I've heard of the movie before. But I didn't know it was a musical.
It was a musical before it was. So there you go. So we actually have, we had auditions, I believe it was 2 weeks ago, and we had a nice number of really talented young people come out. We're doing a second round on July 20th and 21st. So if you have a young person up through, it's like basically from elementary school through middle school.
Okay.
If they're interested, you know, come on out. If you actually took part in the high school musical, you know, come out again. You can do your second chance to do another musical. Mark Reeves, who's directing it, Mark's fantastic, very good friend, and he's actually an excellent musician, and he's had lots of experience working with young people doing musicals.
Yes.
So yeah, I think it'll be a great experience for your children if you'd like them to come out and do it.
Perfect. So that is the 20th and 21st. Is there a time for that and where they can go for that, Larry?
If you go into our website, you'll be able to see the times.
Awesome. So Jamestown Arts again, or jamestownarts.com for that one. Find the auditions for the musical. And again, look for at the Jamestown Downtown Arts Market schedule there too. And a new exhibit, of course.
Yes.
You can never forget the exhibit. You guys like to switch that out at least every month.
Exactly, yeah. So our new exhibit is called Dakota Land, and it is photographs by an artist named Char Marie Flood. And Char Marie, she lives outside of Fargo now. And as I was telling you before we came on the air, I think the photos really capture the essence of North Dakota. She does landscapes, so it kind of captures the stark beauty of the landscape.
Yeah.
And all the seasons, she's got some from winter, she's got some from summer, from all over, from the western part of the state, eastern part of the state, central part of the state. But it's a really nice, you know, really nice exhibit. I think it kind of fits in exactly with what, you know, and I think about what the first settlers in North Dakota went through. Can you imagine going through like a winter here when just in a little cabin, you know, with
and just looking out at the expanse, just prairie in front of you.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say, like, more often than not, sometimes you just find yourself stopping and looking, and you're like, this is beautiful, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm sure she's able to capture some of that in these photos.
Exactly. I mean, it's a great exhibit. And a matter of fact, next Monday, July 9th, from 12 to 1, the artist, she's going to actually, we're going to be doing our Meet the Artist luncheons, which has actually been very, very successful. We've got nice size crowds. So come on out on Monday, July 9th at noon and get a chance to meet the artist, and she'll talk about her exhibit.
Perfect.
So it'll be a lot of fun.
Ask her about your favorite photo that she has in the exhibit and where she gets her inspiration, her equipment to meet.
Exactly. Exactly. If you're an equipment junkie, you can find out about her cameras
doing
and stuff.
Photography class at the Art Center, you can ask her some questions.
Yes.
Perfect. So July 9th, a chance to meet the artist herself. The exhibit is there, always free for anybody who wants to stop and look at that, right, Larry?
We're always free. Exhibit's always free. Come on down. Open 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, 10 to 2 on Saturday.
10 to 2 Saturday. Okay, so check it all out. The Art Center, very busy throughout the summer. The exhibit going on, the Downtown Arts Market going on, the auditions for the musical. There's something to do here in Jamestown. Larry, if anybody has questions about these or they want to find more information, you got a couple of ways they can find
information. I mean, probably the easiest way is to go to our website, jamestownarts.com. Our phone number is 251-2496, or I always say just come in and chat. We'd love to meet with our neighbors, and so come on out and meet us.
Two birds, one stone. You check out the gallery. You ask them questions about anything else going on.
Exactly.
Easy.
It keeps us from having to work, too, so we can chat.
That's what it's all about.
That's exactly
you
right.
You look like you're doing your job, but you want to, you know, still kind of do your job.
That's exactly right.
Larry, anything else you wanted to throw out there?
No, Warren, a pleasure as always.
Of course. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.